hook up on Mile High Sports. We got the Incredible Wine and Spirits Hotline open for you if you want to give us a call. Thanks for listening. Appreciate it. We got Brian Kilpatrick from Purple Row on the telephone talking a little Rockies baseball because they are in the news once again in the offseason. I didn't think it was going to happen. Brian, what's up, brother?
I didn't think it was going to happen either, but here we are.
Here we are. We got a great day. We got 110 wins next year now. We should be good to go.
Did you mean to say win?
W-I-N? I don't think they can lose another 96 next year.
Oh,
they
sure
really
they can. Don't challenge them. Don't challenge them.
I don't think so. Don't All right, tell us what happened. What your thoughts on this is, Mr. Bryan?
Well, I think that I woke up this morning, saw something I didn't expect to see whatsoever, but then at the same time, I wasn't extremely surprised because, you know, kind of the way this season ended and the rumors that started to pop up, it's never really gone that way before. So, you know, I kind of started to think more and more that something could happen, but I didn't think it would happen this quickly on both sides.
Do you agree with it? I think Jeff Riddich, I think he's a good baseball man. I really do. He knows his financing well. And I think he can spot talent pretty good and scout pretty well. How do you see him coming down as a GM?
Well, I think under him as the senior director of player development, the farm system's gotten a lot better. I mean, you know, it's sometimes that's hard to quantify because you don't really know how these guys are going to be until they get to the big leagues. But I mean, you know, every scout, every prospect guru that I've spoken with personally, you know, says that the Rockies farm system's gotten a lot better over the last few years. I mean, they've scored some pretty solid first round picks. You know, you got David Dahl and Butler and Gray, Kyle Freeland and Forrest Wall this year. I mean, they've had a big time talent infusion over the last few years with Britich at the helm under there. So I think that he is a smart baseball guy, can spot some talent, but, you know, the real question is, is any of that going to matter at the end of the day with, you know, who calling the shot?
Right.
Yeah, and that's what a lot of people are saying is that because you know who is still calling the shots and because Britich worked so closely with Dan O'Dowd for 10 years, can we really expect that much to change?
And that's kind of where I'm at, too. I mean, I don't want to sell Britich short because he's, you know, we have no choice but to give the guy a chance and see how it pans out. But it's hard for me right now to sit here and say that things are going to be all that much different when, you know, he learned everything he knows about, you know, baseball at this level from Dan O'Dowd, who just wasn't able to take the team in the right direction in the almost two decades that he was here. So it's hard to say that it's going to be too much different when you just have this guy's protege in here. And it's definitely hard to say that when we don't know how much of a role Dick Monfort is going to play. And, you know, by all accounts, he hasn't relinquished any of his power on the baseball side. So, you know, that's obviously concerning going forward, regardless of who is in that position, honestly.
I agree. Excuse me. We're talking to Brian Kilpatrick from Purple Row. By the way, Brian is right now grading all 53-some-odd players that played in the Colorado Rockies organization this year. He's grading every single one of them in the offseason, which is beyond me, but that's incredible what he's doing. So, guys, give him a read at purplerow.com. Did you see the presser?
I didn't watch it live. I had a chance to catch it afterwards, and it was kind of weird, a little bit of a weird dynamic there. The Rockies clearly rushed it, but, you know, I don't put too much stock into those things.
No, of course not. It was surprising. It wasn't surprising to me anymore that Dick Mopper didn't take any questions, and he kind of, after the great day statement, he sat down, and I was. And then, of course, Jay come up there and did his deal. And I guess the biggest thing I took out of that is when they were talking about the accountability of the organization, Jeff immediately had Walt Weiss, the skipper, come up and answer that question. It really kind of dumbfounded me that the accountability of the entire organization was Walt Weiss. And it might have just been a foo paw because he was, I mean, he was brand new. He hasn't really done this before or anything else. But what do you think about that?
Yeah, even when this team tries to, you know, make some changes, accountability always still seems to be an issue. So like you said, yeah, Braddock immediately deferred to Walt Weiss when he got that question. It was just, I mean, I thought it was more amusing than anything. You know,
right.
Couldn't help but kind of chuckle to myself when I was watching that. But you know, kind of along those same lines, it shows a pretty significant lack of accountability that Monfort would not take any questions today. I mean,
exactly.
You know, Breidich, guy that's brand new on the job, probably overwhelmed by everything that's happened today. He still, you know, got on a couple of radio shows and talked to some folks. And,
right.
You know, he answered questions for, what, 20 minutes?
Yeah, at least
you know,
that, yeah.
After his statement, which was, I mean, his statement was a good 7 or 8 minutes, too. So, I mean.
Well, six of those were about how much he loved Dick Monfort. It's like,
yeah.
Oh, come on, man. Let's move on. Let's go.
You know, I don't know who was asking all those questions, but, you know, I did like the one that Patrick Saunders asked at first, you know, if Breidich is going to be able to get out from underneath O'Dowd's shadow. And, you know, again, it's too early to say, but yeah, it's just every time this team does something, there's always like any sort of public speech or press conference or interview or anything like that. There's always something that just, you know, the fan base in general comes away laughing about it. And I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. It's just whatever at this point.
Yeah. It's kind of funny / sad that Rockies fans have just become used to the media circus around the Rockies' bad PR and how they've handled some things. So I haven't seen the presser. I hope that I'll be able to find some clips of it, but it doesn't surprise me that that's how it went down today. And it almost does surprise me, though, that Dick Monfort didn't speak at all, because he, if nothing else this past season, probably overstepped his bounds of what he should have been saying as an owner. And it really surprises me that he actually didn't say anything today. And yes, that does give the perception that he isn't accepting that accountability. Maybe he was shying away from the media today. But I almost look at it differently and think that this was not a day about him specifically. It was about a day of this position being changed. And I hope that we'll hear from him soon. But when we do hear from him, what do you think he's going to say for himself?
Well, I don't know how soon we're going to hear from him. I mean, he's, from what I understand, he's still having no issues responding to emails from fans. I don't think he's been saying anything quite as controversial as he was during the middle of the season when he got himself in trouble. But I don't think he was too happy with, you know, how the media responded to that whole situation. So
yeah, I was a part of that.
He might be going through a little bit of a unofficial media boycott right now, and I'm sure we'll hear from him at some point. But it's going to be something that the Rockies can kind of, something that they can control a little bit, kind of like when he was on KOA a couple of months ago.
Oh, geez.
Yeah.
When he talked about, you know, Bill Guyvett being responsible. But, you know, he's not going to say a lot this off season, and that's probably a good thing, because, you know, he might as well just, you know, let the Breidich hire come to the forefront, you know, have people focus on the moves he's making and what the team's doing to get better, or maybe even the way I see things unfolding, get worse immediately to get better eventually.
I happen to agree with that wholeheartedly. It is probably too early to ask this from you, but we're on the radio, so why not? Are they trading any big names this offseason to maybe get some pitching in here?
You know, I think something's going down. I don't see, and a lot of it is I just do not see how they can keep Gonzalez and Tulowitzki on the roster. And maybe not this offseason, because it'd be a terrible time to trade either of them, really.
Right.
Especially Gonzalez, because at least Tulowitzki, when he was on the field, he had a great year. Gonzalez was awful this year and was dealing with all sorts of different things. And, you know, I think he'll be ready to go next year. He was dealing with some off-the-field stuff, dealing with some injuries. I think he's gonna be all right heading into next season. But I don't know that – I mean, maybe they still can get a ton of value for him, because, you know, teams should know what he is and who he is when he's healthy. But, you know, I don't see how you can hang on to these guys. And one other thing that – is kind of interesting, too, is I know how much Dan O'Dowd loved Michael Kadire, loved the idea of him bringing this positive culture to the clubhouse and all this stuff. And I'm not sure if Radich is going to feel the same way or not. But, you know, that front office move that happened today could affect Michael Kadire's future here as well, which, you know, there's not really a spot for the guy.
There is.
I would like to see the Rockies not bring him back and save a little bit of money or spend it elsewhere or whatever. But, yeah, I can definitely see something going down, something big that that the Rockies haven't done for a few years. So it should be pretty interesting.
I was kind of thinking the same way. That I guess the one issue I came away with was when they were talking about what they're going to change in the organization, if anything, they're still pretty set on keeping Jay there and the culture and, you know, all the trainers and all the scouts and everything else, and they're not changing. As far as I can tell, they're not planning on making any other changes whatsoever in the management organization. And that kind of, if you're trying to make this team your own team, this organization your team, then you need to bring some of your own guys in there, whether it's right or wrong or indifferent. You need to be seen as making some changes, whether they're right or wrong.
Yeah, and Brett said today that, you know, he acknowledges that, what was his quote, he knows that they don't have all of the championship caliber pieces necessary to win, you know, whether that's players or other personnel. But, you know, he says the right people are in place to go identify those people and bring them in. And I'm not so sure about that because, you know, Breidich doesn't have any of his own guys. This is the organization he's been with his entire career, aside from, you know, working in the commissioner's office for a couple of years out of college. But, you know, he's got a lot of work to do, and it's one of the reasons that I just don't know. We're still not going to get an accurate assessment of how good, you know, some of these management people that are in place are, because I think we really needed an outside person to come in, look at it, scrub it from top to bottom if necessary, and, you know, that was really the only way that we would know for sure is if someone who wasn't familiar with this whole culture and everything else that all these people have been doing for, you know,
exactly
20 years besides winning. Like, you needed someone to come in and give an honest assessment of that. And maybe Breidich is the guy that maybe he just wasn't able to speak up before, and maybe now he can get in there and say, okay, these people don't work. These players don't work. This process doesn't work. Maybe he could do that, but I just don't see it.
I don't either, and there's nothing wrong with the guy. I like the guy. I know the guy. It's the issue I have is he doesn't know anything else. He doesn't. He was at Harvard, then he went to the baseball commissioner, and now he's here. So you're right. He doesn't have any of his own guys anywhere.
And his mentor was Dan O'Dowd.
Right.
So you have to factor that in pretty big time to the mindset that he's coming into this job with.
Yeah, and then – like we said earlier, the biggest factor of all is that Montfort is still, you know, by all accounts, the team president, and he's still in charge of even everything on the baseball operations side. And so, you know, that's the biggest factor of all, and that's the one that's going to, you know, that's the one that's really going to determine the success or failure of the team in the future.
Right, I agree. Yep. Hey, we got Brian Kilpatrick from Purple Row. He's breaking down. Are you still going to break down every position player that played?
Yep, all 49.
40, is it 49?
We're 3 into it, and the 3 worst are relievers so far, so that tells us something about the bullpen.
So, guys, check that out on Purple Row. It's one of the greatest Rockies blog sites in the entire world, if not the entire world. It's a very good. I read it all the time. Even in the offseason, I do it. So come on back. We're going to talk a little more Rockies baseball, maybe get into a little Avalanche, because the Avalanche play tomorrow on the hookup, Mile High Sports.
If you still think Dinger sucks, you belong with us. We are Mile High Sports.
Guys, it's that special time of year when we all gather around and celebrate the miracle of beer and sausage. Oktoberfest at Twin Peaks. The Twin Peaks girls have gone Fraulein.
Danke.
And to honor this sacred occasion, our kitchen has prepared a new dish we call the Naughty Brat, a mighty feast of bratwurst sausage goodness with all the trimmings, properly served with a giant frosted mug of beer. Get your eats, drinks, and scenic views at Twin Peaks.
What's up, fellas?
We want to tell you about the best place in the metro area to get your haircut.
Knockouts, Haircuts for Men.
Where attractive female barbers will make you not only feel good, but look good too.
Come sit down and have a drink on us at our Centennial location near Arapahoe and Parker Road.
Or our Parker location in the Pavilion Shopping Center just north of 20 Mile Road.
Visit us online at kocolorado.net and like us on Facebook for discounts.
Knockouts, Haircuts for Men.
Gentlemen, meet your new favorite barber.
Steel Outdoor Power Equipment is as dependable and hardworking as the people who use it. People like professional landscaper Zach Klein.
I would never trade my Steel in, ever. I know that I can trust the equipment to get the job done and get it right the first time.
People like Dan Eddy, a firefighter with 15 years of experience.
Every day we use a Steel because why? Because it's reliable. I know it'll work. I love Steel products. We use them on my job with the fire department. I use them at home.
This season, save $30 on the Steel FS56 RCE, now just $199.95. That's right. You can own Steel quality and performance and save $30. Plus, get legendary Steel chainsaws starting at $179.95. You won't find any other brand of chainsaw in David Stein's Custom Furniture Workshop.
It's just really, really good equipment. When you found the best stuff that there is, why would you fool around, you know?
Visit steeldealers.com to find a dealer near you. That's STIHL dealers.com. All prices IMS SRP.
Rocky Mountain Harley-Davidson is excited to bring you the all-new 2015 Harley-Davidson motorcycles and merchandise. Stop by the dealership Tuesday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. to check out all things new and to test ride your next Harley-Davidson. Rocky Mountain Harley-Davidson wants to welcome you to the family the minute you walk through the door. Rocky Mountain Harley-Davidson, Colorado family-owned and operated for over 35 years. Rocky Mountain Harley-Davidson, 2885 West County Line Road in Littleton. Call 303-703-2885.
This is Nick from Brothers Barbecue.
And I'm DeAndre.
While I was traveling to races all over the country, I got to sample some of America's best barbecue.
And I'm just thankful that you decided to put all that good eating to you.